Hello, this is Dave Smith from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I will be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And today we're going to start off with some of the music festivals occurring around the state of North Carolina. First up, August 30th and 31st, Smoky Mountain Folk Festival, and this is in Lake Junaluska. The festival presents traditional Southern Appalachian music and dance by regional fiddlers, banjo players, string bands, ballad singers, buck dancers, and square dance teams, as well as the sounds of dulcimer, harmonica, jute harp, bagpipes, spoons, saws, and folk ensembles of all sorts. The festival's in its 49th year, and the festival site is the Lake Junaluska Conference and Retreat Center. August 30th through September 1st, Happy Valley Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Lenoir. At the resting place of Tom Dooley's lamented victim, Laura Foster, musicians and music lovers gather each Labor Day weekend to pay homage to the legends and stories of the Yadkin River Valley. The festival includes 11 categories of competition for old-time and bluegrass bands and musicians, and band performances, plus children's activities, food vendors, and more. The festival site is the Jones Farm. August 31st and September 1st, John Coltrane International Jazz and Blues Festival in High Point. The Labor Day weekend festival is sponsored by the Friends of John Coltrane, which works to preserve and celebrate the life and music of John Coltrane, and to enrich the lives of others through the introduction of jazz and other musical genres. The festival's in its 9th year and is held at the Oak Hollow Festival Park. Also, August 31st and September 1st, African American Cultural Festival of Raleigh and Wake County. The annual Labor Day weekend festival celebrates African American culture through art, music, dance, food, and community. Local and national acts are presented each day on the main stage, in addition to a juried art gallery, craft and food vendors, educational and hands-on activities in the family village, and more. It's a free street festival, and the festival site is Raleigh City Plaza. And finally, on August 31st and September 1st, Prog Day. This is in Chapel Hill. The intimate festival of progressive rock music features artists from all over the world and typically includes additional club shows or films after the daytime festival. It's in its 25th year, and it's held at Storybook Farm. September 1st, New River Blues Festival. This is in Grassy Creek in Ashe County. This Sunday afternoon in the mountains features acclaimed artists performing in a picturesque setting on the banks of the New River. The King Bees are the festival hosts. It's in its 17th year, and the festival site is at Riverhouse Country Inn in Grassy Creek. September 5th through the 7th is Music Fest at Blue Bear Mountain, which is held in Todd. The campground-based show features side-by-side stages on a 155-acre mountaintop site. Previously, attendance has been limited to 500 people. Festival site, Blue Bear Mountain Campground. September 5th through the 7th, of course, is Hopscotch in downtown Raleigh. We'll talk more about Hopscotch in a few minutes. September 6th through the 8th, it's Mountain Song Festival in Brevard. The Steep Canyon Rangers host a weekend at the Brevard Music Center's open-air amphitheater. Proceeds benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Transylvania County. The festival's now in its 14th year, and the site is the Whittington Full Auditorium at the Brevard Music Center. September 6th through the 8th, it's the North Carolina Folk Festival in Greensboro. The festival replaced the National Folk Festival in 2018. Like its predecessor, it is free and presents about 30 acts on 7 stages, plus dance performances, children's activities, a folk life area, marketplace, and regional and ethnic foods. The festival site is downtown Greensboro. September 7th, the Carolina Bible Camp Bluegrass Festival is held in Mocksville. Proceeds from the day benefit the CBC Scholarship Fund and the CBC Development Fund. The Carolina Bible Camp and Retreat Center hosts summer camps for youth from across the Southeast. The Bluegrass Festival, which was started in 2012, also features sales of pulled pork, barbecue chicken, and a variety of side dishes. The festival site, Carolina Bible Camp. September 7th, Pickin' by the Lake in Roxboro. The Piedmont Community College Alumni Partnership puts on a day of bluegrass bands at Mayo Lake Park Amphitheater to raise money for scholarships. The festival is in its 7th year. Also on September 7th, Rock the Beach Festival. This is in Carolina Beach. The festival at the beach stage debuted in 2018 with 3 tribute bands and the tagline, "Listen to the music you know while drinking your beer." Vendors from breweries and vineyards will be on site for those who don't want to bring their own. The festival was held in late August last year, but has been moved to early September. The festival site, a Carolina Beach Boardwalk. That's September 7th. Then, September 13th and 14th, Hoppin' John Old Time and Bluegrass Fiddlers Convention. This is held in Silk Hope. The festival site is Shikori Hills. September 14th, the Blowing Rock Music Festival, of course in Blowing Rock. The festival site is the Blowing Rockabilly. September 14th, Stokes Stomp Festival on the Dan in Danbury. And the festival site is Moratok Park. September 14th, Groove Jam in Greensboro, and the festival site is Doodad Farm. And the final event on September 14th, Harmon Field Music Festival, held in Tryon, and the festival site is Harmon Field. As promised, some information about Hopscotch Music Festival in Raleigh, September 5th through the 7th. It's celebrating its 10th year this year, featuring more than 130 bands over 3 days. Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From a large outdoor main stage in Raleigh City Plaza to intimate club shows, the festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more, and its programming highlights this diversity each year. This year's main stage headliners will include James Blake, Slater Kinney, Churches, Fantagram, Little Brother, Raphael Sadiq, Jenny Lewis, Kurt Vile and the Violators, Purple Mountains, and a whole lot more. That's Hopscotch Music Festival, September 5th through the 7th. Of course, also in the month of September, it's the Art of Cool Festival. It's held September 27th through the 29th. Also known as AOC Fest, the festival is celebrating year number 6 in downtown Durham. AOC Fest 2019 fuses forward-thinking R&B, neo-soul, hip-hop, jazz, alternative, and spoken word greats over the course of a culture-filled weekend. AOC Fest is proud to be a Durham-born and bred festival The AOC team is working hard to create a phenomenal experience for loyal Cooligans and newcomers alike. The main venue will be Durham Bulls Athletic Park, and additional venues include the Durham Armory, Motorco Music Hall, Carolina Theater, the Pinhook, and the Masonic Lodge. Festival headliners include Jill Scott, Run DMC, Ari Lennox, Daryl DMC McDaniels, Marcus Anderson, Ninth Wonder Presents 95 Live, Black Violin, Omar, and more. And, of course, there's wide-open bluegrass. Sam Bush, a special guest of the Del McCoury Band and new bluegrass group The Ringers, will join I'm With Her, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, Balsam Range, Sister Sadie, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, and Molly Tuttle for main stage performances at Red Hat Amphitheater on September 27th and 28th. The performances, which are free to the public this year, start at 5 each evening at Red Hat, with other performances held daily at the State Capitol stage and at stages along Hargett Street, Martin Street, Davie Street, and in City Plaza. While the Red Hat shows are free, there is limited paid seating. The wide-open bluegrass concerts are part of the World of Bluegrass, a 5-day event made up of showcases, a conference, and the International Bluegrass Music Awards, which honor premier bluegrass bands and artists from across the country. Also at the IBMA Awards show, one of the most anticipated categories is the announcement of the 3 inductees into the Bluegrass Hall of Fame. Since the festival moved to Raleigh in 2013, Mayor Nancy McFarland says the festival has attracted nearly 860,000 attendees and generated a $48 million economic impact on the city. Okay, Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9 unless noted. Wednesday, August 28th, Deltaphonic with Buttograph Spaceship. Thursday, August 29th, 11 Echoes, Clever Measure, and Dead Casual. Friday, August 30th, Little Stranger with Apples and Airplanes and Sky Blue. Saturday, August 31st, Downtown Abbey and The Echoes with 49 Winchester. Sunday, September 1st, Katie Henry Band at 2. Monday, September 2nd, Frank Viovetti at 8:30. Tuesday, September 3rd, The Geb. Tuesday, September 10th, Amethyst Kia at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, September 11th, Buffalo Gospel. Thursday, September 12th, Andrew Scotchy and the River Rates, Stig, and Unica Prong. Friday, September 13th, Los Sterilarians, featuring S.A. Martinez of 311 with Down by Five. Saturday, September 14th, Third Eye, Tool Tribute with Joe Hero, Foo Fighters Tribute. Sunday, September 15th, The Bronze Age with Vox and Hey Champ. And that's some of what's coming up at the Poorhouse Music Hall. Switching gears, let's go to see what's coming up at Lincoln Theater in downtown Raleigh on East Cabarrus Street. Friday, August 30th, War Within a Breath, a tribute to Rage Against the Machine. That starts at 9. Saturday, August 31st, Metal Pole Mayhem at 9. Sunday, September 1st, Nike versus Adidas Party. I love the 80s and 90s. That starts at 10. Thursday through Saturday, September 5th through the 7th, select hopscotch events. Friday, September 13th, Wilder Woods live in concert at 8. Sunday, September 15th, Brent Cobb and Them. And that concert starts at 8. Then at the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, most shows start at 8 o'clock unless noted. Thursday, August 29th, Stunna for Vegas. Saturday, August 31st, in Tocobolt, Perception Tour 2019. Wednesday, September 4th, In This Moment, 6:30. Sunday, September 8th, Leone Torres, Amor Bonito, U.S. Tour. Tuesday, September 10th, Flying Lotus in 3D. Thursday, September 19th, Alter Bridge, Walk the Sky Tour. Friday, September 20th, Tesla. Tuesday, September 24th, Catfish and the Bottle Men. Okay, let's take a look at what's going on in Cary these days. Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park. Friday night, September 6th, E.G. Peters at 5:30. And then October 4th, Garrett Cummings at 5. Cary Live at the new downtown park on South Academy Street. One concert left, Saturday, September 21st, the Talbot Brothers at 7. Park After Dark from 7 to 9, September 11th, Wednesdays, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. Starlight Concert Series, one left in that series, Friday, September 27th, Jamrock, and the concert starts at 7. Okay, the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series, it's in its 20th season now, takes place at the historic Cary Arts Center. Concerts start at 7:30. Friday, September 20th, the East Pointers. That concert has been canceled. Saturday, October 19th, Gina Chavez. Friday, November 8th, Violet Bell and Zoe and Cloyd. Friday, December 13th, Barefoot Movement Christmas. Then the Marvelous Music Family Series, also held at the Cary Arts Center. Saturday, October 12th, Gray Seal Puppets presents Bathtub Pirates. That's at 11 a.m. Saturday, November 9th, Arts Power presents The Monster Who Ate My Peas. That starts at 10 a.m. Saturday, December 21st, the Nutcracker Suite, presented in partnership with the Cary Ballet, and that starts at 11 a.m. At the Clayton Center in Clayton, of course, all shows start at 8, unless noted. Saturday, September 21st, it's Billy Crash Craddock. Born the youngest of 13 kids in Greensboro, Billy spent a good portion of his childhood surrounded by music and the love of his family. Craddock remembers listening to Little Jimmy Dickens, Lefty Frizzell, and Farron Young on the radio, singing as they sang, knowing he would only have to hear a song once, or maybe twice, before he knew the lyrics and melody by heart. That concert starts at 7:30. Friday, October 4th, it's Marty Stewart, the Pilgrim. Join country music torchbearer Marty Stewart as he celebrates the 20th anniversary of his iconic album, The Pilgrim. The Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and musician is living, breathing country music history. Join Marty Stewart as he shares through story and song his remarkable life. Friday, October 11th at the Clayton Center, Carol Sloan and Mike Renzi, two for the road. Sloan made her New York debut, opening for Oscar Peterson at the famed Village Vanguard. She's also been the opening act for the likes of Woody Allen, Lenny Bruce, Jackie Mason, Phyllis Diller, and Bill Cosby in such places as Mr. Kelly's in Chicago and The Hungry Eye in San Francisco. Saturday, November 9th, it's Clayton at 150, Clayton Piano Festival Gala. Join Johnston County native Jonathan Levine and the Clayton Piano Festival in commemorating and celebrating the town of Clayton's 150th birthday. Friday, December 6, Melinda Doolittle. A soul-stirring songstress, tone-deaf as a child, Doolittle's choir teacher would plead with her not to sing, but she just silently would move her mouth. Undaunted, her love of singing drove her to enter a talent show in the seventh grade, where she stunned the audience with her miraculously spot-on vocals and beautiful voice. She never looked back. Garner Performing Arts, Thursday, September 12th, Brian Owens. It's Showtime series. Sitting across the table from Brian Owens, one might get the feeling of conversing with, as some say, an old soul. There is a calmness and self-assuredness that suggests he's been here before, even though he is only on the verge of becoming the new voice of American soul. He doesn't project the harried, fast-paced life of a national recording artist, but rather the soulful energy that dominates his music. Then October 18 and 19, and 25 and 26 at Garner Performing Arts Center, Disney's The Little Mermaid. Of course, based on one of Hans Christian Andersen's most beloved stories, and the classic animated film, Disney's The Little Mermaid, is a hauntingly beautiful love story for the ages. Ariel wishes to pursue the human prince Eric in the world above, bargaining with the evil sea witch Ursula to trade her tail for legs. But the bargain is not what it seems, and Ariel needs the help of her colorful friends, Flounder the fish, Scuttle the seagull, and Sebastian the crab to restore order under the sea. Friday, December 13th at Garner Performing Arts Center, Jazz Dinner with Yolanda Rabin. No matter which song Yolanda is singing, her renditions are superb, full of passion, packed with emotion, and sung with a velvety tone from the depths of her soul. Miss Rabin is also a professional actor and smart speaker who captivates with her every single word and gesture. She makes you smile and think, oh yeah, not only is Yolanda a top-notch singer, songwriter, actor, and public speaker, she's also a lawyer. This concert is another in the Garner Performing Arts Center Showtime series. All right, let's move on to things going on in Apex. All right, at the Halley Cultural Arts Center, the classical concert series all shows on Sundays at 3. Sunday, September 15th, American Music for Brass with Oak City Brass. November 17th, Russian composer in their 30s with pianist Anatoly Larkin. January 19th, Golden Strings with chamber music for flute and strings. And then March 15th, Dueling Violins with David and Christine Kilbride. Outdoor concerts in Apex shows start at 7. Friday, August 30th, Grayscale Whale at the Apex Historic Depot. And then Friday, September 27th, Jared Stout Band, again at the Apex Historic Depot. Infinity Ballet Theater in Apex, Saturday and Sunday, November 2nd and 3rd, Peter and the Wolf, performances both days at 2:30. Friday through Sunday, December 6th through the 8th, Dances of the Nutcracker, performance at 8 on Friday, 3 on Saturday, and 2 and 4 on Sunday. Peak Ensemble Players, Friday through Sunday, October 4th through the 6th, and Friday through Sunday, October 11th through the 13th. Neil Simon's Rumors, an Elegant Farce. That's Peak Ensemble Players in Apex. In Holly Springs, Thursday through Saturday at the Cultural Center there, September 12th through the 14th, on Golden Pond, presented by StageWorks Theater. Performances at 7:30 on Thursday and Friday, and at 2 and 7:30 on Saturday. Friday, September 20th, Matt Dusk. Pack your suitcase and swing along with Matt as he performs the finest songs from a bygone era, taking you on an adventure like no other. It's a time machine back to simpler days, when traveling was luxurious, the destinations exotic, and the music unforgettable. Saturday, September 21st, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents Let's Fall in Love. And then on Saturday, September 28th at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, this live show, Bing Bang Boom. It's a high-energy show for both parents and children, from calling the kids on stage for the SpongeBob chorus to the Parents versus Kids Hokey Pokey Challenge. Big Bang Boom has made certain that there is no sitting down at this fun and energetic show. And that's all at the Holly Springs Cultural Center. Nightdale events, the Food Truck Thursdays continue at Nightdale Station Park. Lunch is from 11:30 to 1:30 and dinner is 6 to 8. September 19th and October 17th, the final two dates for the season. And at dinner time, there will be live music. And a reminder about Jazz Brunch Sundays, held each week 11 to 1 at Carborough's Weaver Street Market. And Jazz Brunch Sunday is free, and it runs through September 30th. Then at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Thursday, August 29th, Chaka Khan. Saturday, August 31st, MIPSO. Friday through Sunday, September 6th through the 8th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention with We Are Here. Saturday, September 14th, it's Snarky Puppy. And Wednesday, September 25th, it is Rhiannon Giddens with Francesco Teresi. Again, Rhiannon Giddens on Wednesday, September 25th. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, NorthCarolinaReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.